Well, as we see this turmoil in the markets, not just today, but recently, a lot of investors are trying to figure out what the heck to do. One of the people who is trying to help them figure that out is Desarte Yarnway. He is joining us now. He's head of community at Altruist and founder and financial advisor at Burknell Financial Group. Desarte, and this is part of our financial advisor's corner, we should mention, which people perhaps need a lot of guidance right now on what's going on. As we see the sell-off that's going on today and all of the volatility that we've been seeing recently, what are you hearing from clients? How concerned are they in this environment?
Well, most of the time, clients just want to know, will they be okay? I liken it to a flight attendant, right, on a plane. And advisors have to do a better job at being calm in the storm and being able to shift that confidence or transition that confidence onto their clients. I find often that people are in need of human financial advice. Oftentimes a robo-advisor, right, or some automated platform doesn't do a good job at walking you off the ledge. And that's what we're here to do at Altruist, is making financial advice more cheaper, affordable, and accessible for these clients who may have concerns in market environments like this.
I got a text this morning from one of my friends asking me what they do with their 401k, and I just said, hey, not sure. I don't give financial advice. What should my friend be doing? How should they be protecting their longer-term investments when they wake up and see stocks really falling out of bed?
Well, first of all, if your friend is contributing to a 401k, they're already doing the right thing. A lot of the best advice, or most often the best advice, is to do nothing. I read a quote the other day that said, investors make more money by the seat of their pants than by the soles of their shoes. And oftentimes when something happens in the market, the first thing that we want to do is run, when actually we should sit and let our investments mature to their proper figure. So your friend is doing a good job. I would say to wait it out, talk to his advisor, and see if his plan is still intact.
And so, Desarte, are you telling people to sort of sit back here, watch things unfold, sit tight? Or are you recommending that folks come in and do some buying when we see sell-offs like this?
Well, if you think about Warren Buffett, he says that people should get greedy when there's blood in the streets. So obviously the old acronym stands true, right? You want to buy low, sell high. But I think that it has to align with your financial plan. So the first thing that you should be doing is going to your advisor, or if you don't have one, seeking out an advisor who can steward you closer to your financial goals. But absolutely, I think that this creates a good buying opportunity for those clients who are trying to be prudent investors. But first, you want to make sure that it aligns with your plan, and you should seek out a financial advisor to help you do so.
What would you tell those folks that have plowed into cryptocurrencies under this thinking that it's some form of safe haven play? I think we continue to learn that it's not a safe asset class.
Absolutely. It's not a safe asset class, but I don't think it's foreign for cryptocurrency to drop 20% in any given day, 100% in any given year, right? So I think it really depends on your risk tolerance and the exposure that you want to have to such a volatile asset class. For so long, if you think about people along my age group, right, we've never seen a bear market in our professional working years. March 2020 was the first time that was very short-lived. And I think now that people are making their own money, we call them Henrys, right? High earners, not yet rich. And they're investing for themselves. They're starting to learn about cryptocurrency, traditional markets, and what that means for them. I think that it's all about education. And in the good words of some of my friends, you have to educate before you allocate to any asset class, especially cryptocurrency. So first get educated, continue to outline your risk tolerance and your financial plan, and invest accordingly.
I like that. Educate before you allocate. Desarte, thank you for joining us on this very busy day. Would love to have you back if things hopefully calm down a little bit, to talk a little bit more about what you do. Desarte Yarnway is head of community at Altruist and founder and financial advisor at Burknell Financial Group, joining us as part of our financial advisors corner.